The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Asking the heavens, should I stay or should I go?
And welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything a big and hearty. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain and Kenny. Let's check in with our friend Tracy. We haven't talked to Tracy in a while. Tracy, how you doing?
But, you know, I really got them, like, my breasts is all pushed up.
Okay, good. Good to hear from you, Tracy.
Good job.
No, I don't.
You don't, Lex?
No.
I'm sorry about that. They're just there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't have that problem, really.
You
know, yeah, I don't really, yeah.
Yeah, you do, you, Lex.
They're there, yeah.
They're there, yeah. Before we start talking about Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood, wow, Sharon Osbourne has receipts. That's the name of that story. But before we get to that, so often, I just did it at the top of the six, where, you know, comments and feedback, bitchy little comments sometimes, I call it like a chicken pecking at your head, sometimes get to me. Rightfully so. I give those people sometimes an outsized size in my head, or an outsized space in my head. I need to focus on the good people. And I want to just celebrate one of our My Talkers, who's a mom who kind of had a shared experience with Alexis and that Alexis didn't know about. But her name is Lindsay. And the title of her email to me yesterday was literally, the subject line was something positive. So, of course, I cracked open that email. And
right.
And she said, hey, Jason, to offset the negativity that you guys sometimes receive, I thought I would tell you something positive. So I won't share the entire email, but I will kind of break it down. basically, 3 years ago, she had a beautiful baby girl. She stayed at home. She supported me watching the Jason show. And then I will read because this is where my talk comes into play. She goes, fast forward 3 years, and I'm now a stay-at-home mom with a three-year-old and an 18-month-old. I don't get a lot of adult TV time, but I do listen to the radio show on the app every morning. Alexis and I were pregnant at the same time, so I'd laugh right along with her funny pregnancy stories, and now it's fun to hear her Zen updates. Dawn introduced me to Bake with the Legends, and I've taken two classes while being stuck at home. And Kenny, well, Kenny just cracks me up. I love his sense of humor. You guys truly make my morning. Hopefully this will balance some of the negativity you guys receive. I think you are all lovely, and I'll be forever grateful for all the smiles and laughs you've given me, Lindsay. And I just thought, she's absolutely right. Now, look, sometimes I complain about these butthole people for entertainment and just to be funny, but she's absolutely right. I should focus, give more attention and more weight to kind people like this. And the people that don't like me shouldn't matter anyway. So I just want to say to Lindsay, thanks.
Amen to that.
And the four of us, I think I can speak for the four of us. What you have said we've given you is the reason we love doing the show. Is we're stupid on the show. We're goofy on the show. We talk about boobs on the show. Kenny is Kenny on the show for the sole purpose of making you guys laugh and to forget about your crappy days. That's literally the only goal of the show, is to be goofy for you and to make you laugh. Even if it's at us, we would actually prefer you laugh at us. So thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for that good reminder yesterday. We appreciate it. So there we go.
Awesome. Championship. We've messaged a few times. Yes, we've had some funny baby stories together, too. Because, yes, very similar things have happened. So, yes, Lindsay, big hugs from all of us.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I didn't know that you knew Lindsay.
We love you.
So, good. I didn't know that you knew her. So, perfect.
Well, I didn't ring a bell until you started reading. I was like, oh, yeah. That's right.
Lens. Thank you, sweetie. Yep.
Yeah, I've talked to her too about.
Everybody knows. I'm sorry, I didn't know that Lindsay got around, and I mean that in the best
she's
way
just
possible.
Very sweet. She'll send a message, and you know about like that she really enjoyed the class, and thanks for suggesting it, and yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad everyone knows Lindsay. Okay.
She's just very nice and just wants to send positive messages. Kenny, have you talked
you
to
guys
Lindsay?
Ever
Kenny,
get,
have you talked to Lindsay?
I don't think I've talked to Lindsay, although, you know, my memory is not what it should be. But do you guys ever get worried that you've made somebody mad because we stop hearing from them on a daily basis? As you were talking and reading Lindsay's bit, I was looking for Panda, because I haven't heard from Panda in days and weeks. And I thought, oh, my God, I finally did it. I finally made Panda so angry that she's just not.
No.
As it turns out, she got a new morning gig. And so she can't be tweeting us all the time anymore.
Yeah, and My Talkers Panda is one of our great devoted My Talkers. She's here rain, sleet, shine, locusts. Whatever, Panda is here for us, like Phil and Laura, and I mean, yeah, it's we could go on and on. She's one of our devoted ones, so yeah, we love.
So
Panda.
Sometimes my talkers, I spy on you on Twitter.
Ooh.
Creepy.
Creepy. That was a little creepy.
When I don't hear when I hear from you a lot, and then all of a sudden it's radio silence, I go, oh, I did it. I went and done it. but as it turns out, it wasn't me this time.
By the way, before we go and we come back, we'll talk about Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood, because there's a new layer to this cake. I do have a warning for all of us, and you listeners included. B. Arthur hasn't listened to our show in about 4 months. I did get notification she's actually awake today, and she's listening. I don't know really what that means, but she's present. I feel, I can smell the brimstone. I can sense her presence. So I just wanted everybody to know she's here. She's awake. She hasn't been lately, so we should probably be on our best behavior.
What does that mean?
I have no idea, and we're not going to do
carry
it.
On,
so,
guys, carry on.
Can I just squeeze in another little thing? I talked about vaccination cards yesterday and what to do with them. I said that I mentioned that I think Kinko's was laminating for people. I got a message from a nurse named Jill, and she said, do not laminate them because it can get smudged. So as a public health nurse, we're telling people not to laminate their cards.
Oh,
so I am apologize. I heard that report from Kinko's, and I said, man, things just change daily. You just don't know what to say anymore.
Exactly.
So I am putting that out there, and thank you so much for telling me that, Jill.
Very
this
nice.
This is the last straw, McLean. I just can't take it anymore from you. Just kidding.
He's out.
Just kidding.
I was like,
best behavior, Kenny. Best behavior. Yeah. 7:13 when we come back. We'll be back after this. Stay with us.
Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
After you take away the bread, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, what have you got?
I don't know.
Well, with Oscar Mayer Bologna, you've got meat, and lots of it. Cuts from the beef brisket, chuck, round, and flank. Cuts of pork side and shoulder, never cereal or filler. Oscar Mayer Bologna. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
No fillers, Lex. It's primal. Nope. It's like our primal diet that you and I eat.
That's right. Back to nature.
Back to nature.
Just call it bologna. It's bologna.
Yeah, I don't like bologna.
That's no.
What kind of highfalutin snob is he?
I've never heard anyone except in a commercial say bologna.
Bologna. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's even more disgusting than bologna. Yeah.
It sounds like below the
belt.
Belt.
Yeah.
Oh. I like wrapping pickles up with bologna.
Oh, yeah. That's like Minnesota sushi right there, girl.
Some American cheese in there, too, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe a cheese stick. Slice,
That's some Stillwater sashimi right there, I'm telling you. Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Ooh,
just when we thought we would never have to talk about Sharon Osbourne, the talk, and again, we thought it was wrapped up because Sharon's gone from the talk. There's a new layer to the story. So Cheryl Underwood was on her podcast yesterday, and the big takeaway from her podcast episode was that she said that she has not spoken to Sharon Osbourne since the fight. She still likes the Osbournes, but is disappointed. Now, I am paraphrasing. Let me acknowledge, but that's the gist. She said that she was just, you know, kind of disappointed, hurt by what occurred on the talk. She still likes the family. But she also acknowledged that over the years she had heard things about Sharon, but put those opinions aside to go on her own experience with Sharon. Now, the one part of Cheryl's episode that's getting a lot of play this morning is the line where she claims that Sharon Osbourne never apologized and hasn't reached out to her since that controversial episode of the talk. Well, Sharon Osbourne, as they say, as the kids say, has receipts. So Sharon Osbourne tweeted out a text conversation, and I'm sorry, not text conversation, because you need two people for a conversation. She sent a picture of the text messages that Sharon sent to Cheryl over 3 days, including the day of the fight. So kind of contradicting Cheryl Underwood's claim that Sharon Osbourne never apologized or never reached out to her.
Oh.
And she never responded. Is it possible that she didn't get them?
Look, anything is possible. Kenny's beard could be red in the next 8 minutes, but it's not likely, you know?
Do you have any red coats?
I'm just asking if both...
Hurtful.
I know. Too soon, Kenny. Anyway, you're right. You're right,
I'm just asking if both can be right here. That she tried, but maybe she didn't get the text messages.
I have
she
a didn't much darker respond. Question, you guys. Much darker. And okay. I bet you can guess where I'm going.
No, I really can't go.
Are we getting played?
Ooh.
Is this promotion? No, it can't be promotion because she's gone.
She's gone. Yeah, and they've made a public statement that they've fired her.
All right, okay.
Unless Sharon has another planned something coming up, but I don't think so in this case.
This is just, for myself, you know me, you guys have heard all my opinions on this. I have teeter-tottered back and forth. Some days I feel Sharon is way more in the guilty column. Some days I feel like the talk or CBS is way more in the blame. Oh, I should also say too, in Cheryl Underwood's podcast yesterday, she refuted the claim that executives from the network gave them questions that day to, quote, blindside Sharon Osbourne. Cheryl said that did not happen.
Because
remember, that was the biggest
problem I had with it.
Me too. Kenny too. We didn't like executives telling the host what to do.
And leaving one person out of that conversation.
Yep.
So she said that didn't happen.
She said it didn't happen. I need to mention that.
Sharon, she was late that day too, right? On top of it all. Correct. So maybe she, and Cheryl, gosh, so there's so many different layers to this. What happened there? Because you're right, that's the biggest sticking point there.
It's murky. Let me read you.
And I only ask really quick about the text messages because there's been so many instances where I will send my husband a text and he didn't respond. And I'm like, what happened to you? Or vice versa. And then I'll look on his phone or he'll look on mine. And I know we're not deleting the text messages because that's possible too. But they just never got them or they never made it. So that's why I'm wondering if that's even a possibility. Maybe she just didn't even know. And / did Sharon think to call? Because sometimes text messages.
Well, and you know? She mentions, well, she was trying to give Cheryl space. And I would say that's a possibility. But the problem with that possibility is Sharon sent 3 text messages over the course of 6 days. So one text message not getting to Cheryl, possibly. Three over 3 different days, March 12th, March 15th, and March 18th, no. I'm less likely to believe Cheryl Underwood never received these. Yeah. Let me read you part of what Sharon's text message said to Cheryl on that Friday of that week of the taping. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, my heart is heavy and I'm deeply saddened by the events that transpired on Wednesday. I don't want to lose my true friend over this. I'm sorry for telling you to F off during the break. I'm sorry for accusing you of fake crying while we were live on the air. By the way, I've never said that to either of you during our breaks, but I just, anyway.
at least to our face.
At least, yeah. I'm very good point, Lex. I'm sorry for accusing you of fake crying while we were live on the air, and I'm sorry for losing my temper with you. I felt shocked, scared, and saddened by what felt like was a blindsided attack. You know me. You know I've always had your back. We've outlasted everyone in the show, and that's because we've always been a team and had each other's back. I consider you a genuine friend. If you want to talk on the phone over the weekend, I'm here. Once again, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. Is there anything you need from me that I can do to help you heal? Love and respect always, Sharon.
Oh, boy.
I know the answer. I know why she didn't get them. And it comes from me.
Yeah.
Because I, what I do, yeah, all the guys on the podcast I work with, there's usually one to two of them that are always either always muted or always blocked. And they come to me and say, how come you're not answering your texts? And I look at them and then I go to my contacts and I say, oh, you're still muted. That's why.
Oh yeah. My yeah. God. Maybe she blocked her. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, you can mute them and then they never know, you know.
Oh, well, because if this is Friday and it is, I saw the date, the taping happened on Wednesday. If I'm Cheryl, there is a distinct Kenny. You have Matlocked your ass off right here. You have Rockford filed this up. I think you are absolutely right. I know, because I've done this. If I'm pissed at somebody, B. Arthur,
yeah,
Reavers. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. We do it to the same two people.
Yes. I have blocked Reavers. I have.
Of course.
So if I'm Cheryl and Sharon pissed me off to the point of no return, girl, I am blocking her number because I don't want to see her face. I don't want to hear her. Oh, that's mm-hmm. why she didn't receive it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I also think if you've hurt someone so deeply, are you only going to send text messages? And I'm just asking as just a general question.
I would. You know why?
And it's so public.
I would. You know why, Lex? Because sometimes if you think that person wants space, I'm going to, it's like putting a bobber in the water. You just want to test the waters. In this day and age, and text messages to me is a way of doing that. I think it's less intrusive. It's a way of saying, hey, I'm just reaching out. Because I will tell you, I was in a recent spat with a friend. This wasn't recent. This was about 8 months ago. And that's how we both did it. It was testing the waters. It's a little less intrusive, but that's me. So I'm telling you.
I'm just asking because I'm just curious, you know, especially with something that was so public and just.
Totally.
And you're right. She needed space.
Yep.
When is the most appropriate time to transition from text messages to a phone call or an email or even a direct message on Instagram or Twitter? I mean, there's so many different ways to be not intrusive, like a phone call.
Yeah, I know.
Just to say, hey, I'm here.
Yeah,
please, if you want to talk.
I hear you with all of this, but if she did that, then she can't say she never reached out to me. She should have said, I blocked her, because that's not true, really, if you just blocked her, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if she did. Yeah.
We don't know, but I'm saying
maybe
if Kenny's.
She'll admit to that.
Yes. If Kenny's Murder, She Wrote, Rockford Files, Matlock theory is right. If it was Miss Scarlet in the library with a candlestick, then Cheryl should probably come out and say that.
Well, that's why I didn't go there directly, because I thought, well, maybe she just didn't get it.
Because
I think that Cheryl, if she did block her, don't you think she'd admit that?
Yeah, I think she would. I hope she would. Yeah, I hope so.
I always do.
At this point, I like her.
Yeah.
Right, and she and it would be understandable if she said, "I was so upset.
Yeah,
I didn't want to hear from her. I didn't want to. Didn't want your name flash up on my phone." I think she'd admit that.
Yeah. Great conversation. My talkers, decide for yourself. When we come back, we're going to laugh with a little "Would you rather." Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. And don't forget, you can now watch My Talk on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for My Talk, and you can watch the segment that we're getting ready to do right now. It's a little ditty we call
"It's Time to Make a Choice."
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present "Would You Rather."
Bea Arthur spends most of her day editing these videos, so please watch them. Please. We get a nickel every time you do.
Yes.
Welcome to "Would You Rather," everybody. Okay, here we go. Let me pull out my $3 "Would You Rather" app, available in the App Store. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Do it.
Do I do it?
Yes.
Oh my, Lex is gonna love this one. It's under our favorite category, demented. Demented.
Okay.
And we're again, ready. This I'm not making these up. This is right from the app here. Here we go. Would you rather be in the middle of a human centipede with your family? Or be in a human centipede with your coworkers?
Oh my gosh.
Who has a better diet? They're not saying anything to each other except for on the front.
I mean, my dad's passed away, so it would be my mom and sisters. I'm okay with that.
I love Don dissected that. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nudity and, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, let's get down to
right there.
Let's clear some things up. Is this salacious? Is this...
Do you know what the human centipede is?
Is it...
No.
Oh, God.
It's a movie that I had to watch for the fourth movie review.
Are we really going to...
remember that. I remember that.
Hole to hole.
It's like they're in a train.
Okay.
And the person in the front is the best.
Don, Kenny, can we stop real quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say this for the second time in one broadcast. Alexis, your name is on the lease. Your name is on the show. You can say whatever you want. But for the love of all that's good and right in this world, could you please never say "connect them hole to hole" ever again? Thank you very much.
And Kenny did a great hand motion.
Yeah, it's not sexual.
I forgot about the movie.
Yeah.
You know what we mean then.
Do you have a better way of describing that, Jace?
No, I don't, Lex, but I just don't.
It's mouth to bum in a line.
That's a back hole.
That's 15% better, Dawn. That's only 15% better than what Kiki Rodriguez over there said.
You know what? I'm going to go with you guys and. But I want to be the very end because I'm very ticklish, so I have to be.
Kenny, and a human centipede—that's the least of your problems. Let me just reassure you, Kenny.
No one's tickling anyone.
No.
You clearly were all fighting for the front position because we just get to eat.
Kenny clearly has a different idea of what a human centipede is if he's worrying about tickling.
I mean, he wants to be the tickler.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I mean, are we picking our families or Kenny?
I'm picking I'm very clear. I'm picking my coworkers.
Okay.
I'd rather be with you people.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think we'd have fun. I mean, we would laugh.
We'd do some hand gestures, maybe.
Oh, that's right. We can't laugh.
We can't do laughing. Anything.
The only person that's laughing is the person in the front, and that is me.
There's no crying in human centipede.
No. Just better watch what you eat, huh?
Oh, Kenny, what did you pick? Don or Lex, what did you pick?
I'm going to pick you guys, I guess, too. Sure.
Okay.
You're right. We can't say anything, but no. Whoever's in front.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. At that point, does it matter? Don't
no,
you feel
really
like your
doesn't.
Life is over at that point?
It
you're
is,
connected
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do any of you want to just... Do you want to rinse your mouth out right now? I really need to rinse my mouth.
We need another question.
I have another question. Here we go. Would you rather always have Whoopi in complete silence or always have Whoopi with dirty talk in an accent you can't stand?
That's fun.
That's fine.
Get in the car.
Why are you saying get in the car during sex? Can we ask that question?
We need to make more time for this segment.
Why is that your dirty talk, Lex?
She's trying to
get
do
in the car.
A Boston accent, right?
Is this like a kidnapping? Is this a kidnapping fantasy?
Get in the
trunk on hell. Get in the trunk. No. I mean, oh, yeah. God, close this segment down.
Okay, it's up to you.
This has been Would You Rather.
I'm just leaving early. Goodbye.
He left.
Did Kenny already leave the
yes,
stream?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Oh, is he out? Oh, he did leave. Oh, God, you can see this later on our YouTube channel. Oh, we're going to win an Emmy for this, let me tell you. 7:42, we'll be back right after these words.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Squeeze those lemons, chop those herbs. All that chicken, it's superb. Shrimp on the grill, broiled and basted. It's the best I've ever tasted. Chicken and shrimp, together they're great. Now at Sizzler, one special taste. Sizzler, chicken and shrimp, together. Chicken and shrimp, it's a Sizzler.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Chicken and shrimp. Who would have ever have thought to put those two flavors together? Only Sizzler. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sizzler.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Okay, Bravo. Look, they have good ideas. Sometimes they have bad ideas.
Right.
You know... their new idea, we're not sure. What are they doing, Lex?
Yeah, Jason. Okay, I saw this story. I thought, I wonder what Jason will think. Uh-huh. / is this a good idea? Andy Cohen, of course, Bravo, Real Housewives creator, he announced that there will be a series on his show, Watch What Happens Live, with the children of the Real Housewives franchise. So we're talking about Teresa's daughter, Gia, Kim's daughter, Brielle, Candy's firstborn, Riley. There's going to be 12 of them. Vicky's daughter, Brianna. We also have Gia. She's from the Real Housewives of the OC, the very first. Gianna, her son, Shane. Cynthia Bailey's daughter, Noelle.
Okay.
Luann's daughter. Avery's going to be there. Ramona's daughter.
Oh.
Carolyn Manzo's kids, Albie and Chris, will be there. And Sheree's son, Cairo.
Oh, my gosh. These are young adults. These are not kids, though.
True.
I mean,
yes.
They're all competing with bikini pics on Instagram. They're all half-dressed. They're all, like, ready to party and try to get those likes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I am okay. Good point. Dawn's asterisk is important here. Two things. If this was a show, I would roll my eyes and be nauseated. Because I don't there's two things that I fast forward through on any Housewives. And my favorites, New York, Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
therapy sessions and kid scenes. I don't care.
Like Lisa little kids, right?
No, any.
Oh, any of their children.
I don't care. I don't care. Dorit's kids, they annoy me. Fast forward. Lisa Rinna and her daughters, fast forward. I am not there to watch you parent. I couldn't give Mickey Mouse's ass about how you parent. I am there for you to throw drinks in each other's faces.
Yeah.
And therapy sessions. I don't need to watch therapy sessions. I have my own.
You got your own. You don't feel some camaraderie of going, wow, you go to a therapist. I go to a therapist.
No.
It's relatable. Nope.
No.
Okay.
And that's why, but the kid thing, if this was a show, I wouldn't watch.
Well,
since this is a series of reports on Watch What Happens Live, fine. I don't have to watch it.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Well, Jace, I have a feeling, though, they kind of start. This happens all the time, right? It starts out as a special, and we'll see how it goes, because they're ramping this up. All of these children, they name them all, and they say, post all your questions. What do you want to know about them? Let's do it. Don't you think this is a slippery slope to a show? Can't you see this happening and being successful?
Yeah, I can.
Just not for you.
All of them that you mentioned, especially Avery. Ugh.
Avery, your Ramona's daughter.
No. Insufferable.
What if Gigi Hadid and the Hadid Yolanda's children? Because you notice they're not in this list. They're probably not
interested.
They're
too good for it.
Yeah.
They don't need this.
No.
All of these children of privilege are so nauseating
and
to me.
And thirsty.
Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, my God. I mean, some of the things that I sound like an old lady right now, and I don't even care. But when you see kids on a show where they were kids, and then one day you turn around and it's like, oh, here's Gia rocking. And then there's all these, which I think are creepy, like Us Weekly articles and TMZ, where it's like Gia's rocking a bikini here. Gia's doing this here in a bikini. And I'm like, she's barely old enough to, I don't know. It just really rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. The thirst, Dawn, thank you for saying that.
Child star, even though their parents are the stars, they were still in the show. We see them, we watch them grow up. We're curious, right? We want to know.
Yeah.
How did you grow up? What's going on? But then you're right. If it goes straight to bikinis and short shorts,
feels a little wrong. That's all it is. It feels gross. And I'm like, ew, I don't want to see that. No thanks.
And then their desire to want to be in a show. This is what they know. Can you imagine?
Maybe he's trying to develop a show with just kids, like a young version.
That's exactly where I think this is going.
Yep.
This is not just a special one night only.
Oh, I hope so, because the Kool-Aid man can't quench that thirst.
He broke through the door and he can't quench that thirst.
Look how he's so big, he can't quench that thirst. What, Lex? What were you going to say?
I was just thinking, too, that this will be. So they've grown up with the cameras in their faces, right?
Yeah.
They know that they need to say and do things to each other about their lives, about their parents, that will get them some airtime. So can you imagine what the special will just be? All of them just competing for that and knowing that they need to say, and the ones that maybe are quiet, maybe the most interesting, probably will be forgotten.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was silent there because I was up chucking a little bit.
Yeah. It's going to be really dramatic and really over the top, and it's going to be.
No, there's nothing good that can come from this. Nothing. It's like when you get a mugwai wet, they multiply.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen, basically what this is, Andy Cohen is feeding mugwais after midnight.
Yeah,
and you know what happens? These kids turn into gremlins.
Absolutely. He's seeing dollar signs here. Do you know that last month marked the 15-year anniversary of the Real Housewives of Orange County?
Yep. Oh, 15 years that the Housewives have been around. Yeah. It's Nutter Butters. It's hard to imagine. So and we've been talking about him for the entire time.
We've
been covering it for almost the entire time.
And some franchises more successful than others.
and some went away. DC went away. Miami went away. There's rumors OC is going to go away. There's rumors OC may not come back. And if it does, totally revamped. So... And I've never watched OC. I just
with
know,
their children, Jason.
Oh,
dun,
my
dun,
goodness.
Dun.
Oh, no, please. I'd rather watch a porn with the Swedish chef.
Oh.
It's very hard to bear the chicky cookie.
Kenny, did you say you'd watch that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Puppet
no.
sex.
Sign me up.
Puppet
Keep
sex.
Keep the hat on.
Scream pop culture trivia when we return. Beautiful day.